Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Well, as the caller last hour said, something to the effect of, there's a lot going on in Philadelphia sports, including an NFL draft, which we'll get to later this hour, and for the next 3 days until Thursday. All right, let's welcome in our next guest from the booth to the Tasty Cake studio. Ben Davis calling the last bunch of games for the Phils. All wins. Coincidence? I think not. Good morning, Benjamin.
Top of the morning to you.
And all the rest of the Chicago White Sox, who were the gift that kept on giving the last couple of days.
Wow.
Isn't it, you know? Ben, you know what's always struck me? When you see a no-hitter or a near no-hitter, it's usually against a really bad team.
Yeah.
And this one that was this weekend was almost two. Holy mackerel.
I haven't seen anything like it in my life.
Really?
I hate to say it because, you know, I played for the White Sox.
Yeah.
You talk about an inferior team. They were terrible.
They were horrible.
Terrible.
Yeah, they are really bad. And they were a good team. They were a very good team 2 years ago. I mean, they made the playoffs 2 years ago with Tony La Russa. What'd they win, 90-something games?
Yeah.
Like a bunch of games 2 years ago. Maybe it was 3 years ago, whatever year it was.
Looked like they'd fallen past where I would have expected, like, a bad team to be.
Yeah. You know,
especially
in a
big
market.
Bad team. Sure.
You know what I mean?
A bad team in a big market.
I think they might be the worst team of our lifetime.
Do you really?
I'm not kidding at all. Yeah. I'm dead serious. They're on pace for 24 wins.
Yeah. Was that like, the players would try to make a play, and then they would, I don't know, like, fall down. It was almost like it looked worse than, like, Keystone Cops bumbling foolish.
Mike Schmidt was making fun of them, that they looked like Elaine from Seinfeld dancing.
Correct.
Out in the outfield.
Yeah.
It was so
bad.
Yeah,
it looked less athletic.
We went to break in one of the commercial breaks yesterday, and I looked at Schmidt, and we took our headphones off. I said, this team is horrible.
Yeah.
And he said, you ain't kidding.
Yeah.
They were really bad. And I felt badly because you could see the look on their faces on the field, like, we don't have a chance.
Jeez.
So let's tackle the Phillies thing here, Ben, because that's really what we care about. So I'm going to ask you the same question I asked James right out of the gate when we were early in the show today. So are the Phillies going to comfortably make the playoffs?
I think so.
Like, is that where they now are?
Yeah.
I think so, too. I thought so before the season started. Then you had the first, you know, 2 or 3 weeks, whatever the heck it was. But this last week, and I know it was against some really bad teams, but six in a row, spectacular starting pitching, improved hitting from the first 2 weeks of the season. Not everybody. By the way, Stott's not hitting much. But the Phillies, one game back at the Atlanta Braves, like, it's now a different April.
Yeah.
And it should be a different whole campaign, I think.
Well, that was their premise coming out of spring training. We need to be better early on in the year.
Right.
And they've made a point to be better. The competition has not been great, but the pitching has been really, really good. If that sustains throughout the year, they'll coast in.
Listen, guys, let's just call it what it is. This is one of the great pitching staffs the Phillies have ever had. I mean, fact. Are they as accomplished as 2011? No. Do I think they're as good as 2011? No. If they get, you know, real excellent seasons from Ranger and Christopher Sanchez, they could push up on that.
I mean, Christopher Sanchez is better than Roy Oswalt was in 11, for what it's worth.
I would agree with that. I need to see Christopher Sanchez sustain that. You know, 3 weeks doesn't make him better than a formerly great pitcher who was still pretty good but not truly great that year. That's what he was. I'd say he was pretty good.
I thought he was, like, closer to average that year as well. But
well, we'd have to look up his ERA. My guess was it was in the threes, but high threes. But anyway, let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. Let's get to Hassan in Strawberry Mansion. A lot of 76ers talk on the table as well. Good morning, Hassan.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. How you guys doing?
Doing great, Hassan.
I'm not I don't really want to get on the Phillies. They're looking good right now. They got hundreds of games. I can talk about them
in
a minute. Embiid, it was, like you guys said, the first quarter, I was like, yeah, we're going to walk right through New York. Who's on next? And then I'm watching the game, though, before the injury. I've been critical of Embiid for a while, right? So I'm looking at him, and I'm watching him be a 7'3" guard out there, and like, I don't need you to do that much and put that much extra stress on your knee.
So what are you talking about when he brings the ball up the court?
Not so much bringing the ball up the court, because that's not strenuous. But when Kyle Lowry is bringing the ball up the court and then handing you the ball at the 3-point line, expecting you to make the play, like, that's not what I need from you. I need the play to be made and you get the end result of it, not you be the playmaker. Like, that's what guards and swingmen are for.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, he's really skilled. I mean, one of the reasons you put the ball in his hands a lot, even to create, is because he can do it. I mean, the guy averaged 35 points a game this year, and it wasn't all in the low block. You know, Hassan, he also sets those screens up top. I mean, that's part of how you get those open threes up top. There's a big difference between Joel Embiid setting a screen at the three-point line and Kelly Oubre setting that. You know, there's a reason Nick Nurse doesn't ask Kelly Oubre to set that screen.
It's not the screen setting that I'm a little upset with, although he doesn't roll off any screen. I'm a little upset with that. But I think it's just way too much movement on the lathe when he's ball handling. Like, he's trying to create, and when he's pulling up for jump shots and fadeaways, like, it's too much as a former player, way more stress on your knee and activity going angularly.
Here's what I'm going to say to you. When he dunked the ball the other day and got either re-injured or scared or whatever, it was his first dunk since he came back, which, by the way, I didn't know until the announcer said it. So it's not like he hasn't been picking his spots a bit. I mean, what you're asking, Hassan, to me is a little unreasonable. Like, he's playing basketball. Like, he either plays or he doesn't play. If he's going to play, he can't pick his spots every which way you want. I mean, you got to do something. So, you know, Hassan, give me an answer here. Give me a Jack.
Peter Pan, son Jack.
Peter Pan, son Jack.
Pan didn't have a son.
Well, according to Hassan, he did. Certainly not. A
How could Peter Pan have a son? He's the eternal boy, isn't he?
I mean, that was my thought, but you know, things have happened in human history.
I feel confused.
You know, I'm trying to say it delicately. You know, I know we got kids
very
going.
Good.
We got kids on their way to school here. All right, everybody settled down.
Right.
Ben, what do you make of the Joel thing? You know, we talked a lot in the first hour about it. I mean, I still don't know if he was re-injured or just scared. I tend to think he was just scared, but I don't know. Like,
I think that's a huge part of it. I mean, Ben, you've experienced coming back from a reconstructed joint, or I mean, this isn't even a reconstructed joint. This is a scope. You've come back from something where you didn't know how it was going to respond.
Yeah.
The first few steps. I mean, we're past where it's the first few steps. It's been a couple months.
But
now.
Here's the other thing:
he's played multiple games.
Yeah.
So are you frustrated that he's not more confident in his knee?
Yeah, I am.
Is that the way to frame it?
Because it, you know, again, I'm not a doctor, but it wasn't that drastic a procedure. When I came back from Tommy John, I remember the first time I actually had to throw a baseball, and this was months and months after having surgery. I was scared to death.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
The first ball I threw went right into the ground. I was scared to death. And the guy was doing my rehab. I was doing Randy Wolf, actually. Randy had his Tommy John done the day before I had mine. So Randy and I were together for 8 straight months.
Yeah.
And he said, listen, you have to trust it. This thing is a lot stronger than the good Lord made it.
Mm-hmm. That's a great point right there.
You know?
But every step of the way, you find reasons to doubt your recovery process. Me, personally, I can remember coming back from a shoulder, being out on my back porch, walking down the steps. It was dark. I slipped and caught myself. And you know, with that shoulder that was just reconstructed in a sling.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember thinking, oh, man, I just did myself in.
Yep.
You know, like, great. Now back to the drawing board.
Yep.
But when I talked to the, you know, the doctors about it, the athletic trainers about it, they said something similar. Like, man, we just went in there. We put Kevlar in there. You know, like, the stuff that they make bulletproof vests out of, we've augmented your joint. We've helped fix it. Like, it'll be okay. You know, it can take licks.
Let me ask this question.
Back.
James, so we're hearing from the two athletes in here. From your, like, you, me, and Rhea, you know,
we don't play big league sports,
all right? Do you think, James, he was just scared the other day? It freaked him out, and it was no actual, like, re-injury, so to speak?
Man, I don't know. Because I could see it either way. I could see it freaked him because he came back. So I don't think it's a serious injury because I don't think they let him come back into the game if it's anything truly serious that could hamper him for, you know, that could knock him out for the playoffs. But I definitely think he probably felt something in there.
Well, he definitely felt something.
Yeah,
we all know. He didn't, it wasn't a, fa- like, he felt something, but.
Look at his eyes when he was lying.
He was scared.
He was terrified.
Oh, he was.
He felt something that caused him fear and
no
consternation,
question.
Concern.
Me
he
too.
He didn't know
what to expect
when he stood up. He was still lying down there. He didn't know if it was going to, you know, support him. When he stood up, you could see the question marks in his eyes, but he needs to get to the point where he doesn't have those any longer. And he can. But my gosh,
he better get there,
like,
John.
We're a little behind with this process, doesn't it?
Better get there soon.
Yeah, hustle up with this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio.
Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day.
Oh, and you want the proof?
Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds.
What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.